Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I mean, the Giants aren't in the Cowboys class. I'm not sure what the fuss was about the Troy Aikman comment. Is there anybody who actually watches the NFL that disagrees with that? I mean, if you watch the NFL, how could you possibly disagree that the Giants are not in the Cowboys class? Now, look, the Giants had a very frustrating day yesterday, and I think in total did not play that poorly if you consider all that went on. I'll tell you, the first thing is you have to stop with the design runs to get your quarterback killed. He is not Lamar Jackson. He's not even Josh Allen. And if you are going to design runs for him, how about you have some blockers out in front of him? The Giants get desperate around the goal line. They try to roll Daniel Jones out. Jones, being the tough player that he is, tries to take on two fast physical defenders, and he gets smacked in the head and unfortunately injured. And this is a problem. Do you know why it's a problem? Because it's not the first time that it's happened. It's not a fluky thing with the Giants losing their quarterback due to injury since, coincidentally, Eli Manning has moved on. They didn't have a problem for years with their quarterback. Not just with the performance, as far as worrying about the backup or worrying about him missing time. Now you're finding out a bad dose of reality. What happens when you have quarterbacks that are mobile and that do put themselves in harm's way? Now, some guys are just injury prone. I don't think that's the case here with Daniel Jones. There's no need to be rolling him out there in that spot. Run the football. Goodness. And speaking of injury prone, Saquon Barkley gets hit. I mean, this guy gets hurt even on plays where nothing's going on here. And it's just a fluke play, but come on now. Barkley's been hurt every week here. It seems Saquon Barkley's getting hurt. Which goes back to the main point, and this will live to be the end of Dave Gettleman. You don't pick a running back second overall. Hey, I will tell you, though, Gettleman had a good day. Kadarius Toney breaks out. Remember when all us experts were saying Eli Moore was going to be the better player than Kadarius Toney? So much for all that. Kadarius Toney bursting onto the scene here. Last couple of weeks been a major factor. Yesterday, of course, 189 yards on 10 catches. The one playmaker for the Giants. And, you know, unfortunately, he got thrown out of the game because of a punch, which you just can't do. I mean, it's unacceptable. You cannot lose your cool. You're having a career game, and then it's marred because you get into it with somebody, you're feeling frustrated, and you throw a punch. You got to be able to keep your cool. Simple as that. And Joe Judge, I'm sure, let him know about it because he let all of us know about it on the sideline watching him going absolutely nuts. But you look at the Giant game. I mean, once your starting quarterback goes down, you have no chance. You can survive Saquon Barkley going down. He's a running back. You put in Devontae Booker, and Booker runs hard. I actually like the way that Booker played. You still miss Saquon and his explosiveness, of course. I'm not minimizing that. But the reality is, once Daniel Jones goes down, the game is over. You can't win that game with Mike Glennon. They weren't winning the game anyway with Daniel Jones. They're not good enough. Giants had a chance. They were in the game for a while. Like I said, I thought, all things considered, they played pretty well. They got to figure out how. I don't know whose fault this is or what. The Giants have to figure out how to stop the opponent from scoring touchdowns before the end of the half. I just don't understand it. Every week, it's the same thing. It's the same thing every week. Giants are giving up touchdowns at the end of the half. Now, allowing 44 points to Dallas, and we know some of that got away from them. Once Daniel Jones was lost for the game forget it. And then the pick six that you have from Glennon, and you know, obviously toward the end there, Dallas outscoring the Giants at the in the fourth quarter, 17-7. So the final score looks actually worse than it is. And I do think that Joe Judge and his coaching staff got this team to be ready for this game with a step up in class and opponent, and we're trying to figure out a way where they can somehow compete with the Cowboys, who are one of the best teams in the NFC. I mean, it's as simple as that. Dallas could be easily playing in the NFC Championship game or the Super Bowl this year. And by the way, that's why Troy Aikman says what he did. Not because he's a Cowboy, not because he's a homer, because the Dallas Cowboys are actually really good this year. That's why Aikman said they're in a different class. No need to take it personally. It's okay. You can admit it. The Giants aren't very good, and the Dallas Cowboys are. But to me, the bigger issue, because we didn't even get a chance to see a game, really. I mean, when Jones goes out, that's it. Game over. So you didn't even get a chance to have a game to see where, in fact, the Giants do stack up against one of the NFC's best. And that, to me, is on the coaching staff, if not Daniel Jones himself, for not just being smarter. You've seen plenty of other quarterbacks run the football. You have not seen them run it and not protect themselves the way that Daniel Jones does at times. He doesn't do it. I don't know if it's because he's awkward or tall or what, but or just either not fast enough, not strong enough. I mean, Jones is a big dude, and he can obviously make plays with his legs, but you watch Josh Allen run, and they have design runs for him, and they have it with three blockers out in front of him. You saw that game, and we'll go around the league a little bit, and you know, the Sunday night game, the Bills taking care of the Chiefs, where there is a new team to beat in the AFC. I don't think there's any question about it. Talk about a measuring stick game. Well, that was one for the Buffalo Bills, and they passed it with flying colors. But you look at what the Giants did with Daniel Jones. You cannot put him out there to get hurt like that again. So he's already missed plenty of games throughout the course of his brief three-year career. Already. 3 years, missing games every year. Told you that before he even set foot on the field. That, hey, be careful what you wish for without Eli Manning. One thing that Jones has to do is be able to stay healthy and be as durable. And you already know he's not. I mean, he hasn't done it. 3 years, proof. Hasn't done it. Giants undermanned every which way you go. The receivers were banged up coming into the game, which we knew about, you know, Shepard. And, you know, you look at the way the Giants won without him a week ago. That's understandable. You know, Slayton as well. So those two guys are able to beat New Orleans without them. But it's going to be a little tougher time against Dallas. And then to lose Galladay with the hyperextended knee in game. Lose Barkley with the ankle. And it doesn't seem like it's that significant long term with Barkley. Left lower ankle sprain. And they don't know the exact amount of time, but nothing broken, nothing torn. So maybe just a few weeks, but I mean, it's just bad luck again for Saquon Barkley, who just can't seem to stay healthy. And we don't know how long Jones is going to be out at all, but obviously didn't look pretty when he gets up and is, you know, wobbling. It's very scary to see that, honestly, with Daniel Jones. So we know the Giants were banged up, not just with Jones being out, not just with Barkley, wide receiver as well coming in, and then Galladay, the hyperextension of the knee. Kadarius Toney, it was a one-man show. That's it. And you got to know better. Now, I know the game was out of hand at that point, but if you know you're the one-man show, you're the last man standing on this football team, everybody else is getting injured around you. I mean, almost literally everybody else is going down. We mentioned, you know, we didn't mention the offensive line. With all the other injuries, the offensive line has been banged up, and no Thomas has been good, amongst others. So the Giants clearly undermanned. And then Toney, you have to be smart enough. Now, Joe Judge can say he's a smart football player, which he may be. He may turn out to be a stud. I mean, you think about the possibilities that the Giants have here. And like I was saying before, all of a sudden you give Gettleman credit for finding a potential stud with Kadarius Toney, who we knew about the hype going in, but then all the training camp stuff and preseason stuff, we're wondering what was up with Kadarius Toney, and it took him a few weeks to get involved, and not until last week did the Giants want to make him more of a focal point, and now you're finding out what a weapon he can be. I mean, running great routes, showing some speed, they're using him in all different sorts of ways with Kadarius Toney. He can be a weapon. Meanwhile, like we said, Eli Moore on the other side of town, he's not doing anything. But when you're the only man standing after all that, you got to be smarter than to throw a punch and get yourself kicked out of your career game. You're having the best game of your career, your young NFL career. You're being put on the map on a national level, doing that at 4 o'clock on a Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys, and you're going to throw a punch like that? That's just embarrassing and unacceptable. And that is why Joe Judge was losing his mind on the sideline. It's also why I happen to love Joe Judge, because he understands that can't happen. This is not what the Giants were trying to do, having, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. walk all over them. And he was the one who was controlling things on that sideline. Joe Judge isn't going to tolerate that. And Tony embarrassed himself, and he embarrassed the team. Now, is it a big deal? Not really. You move on. You hope he learns from it. But if the game were closer, it'd be a major issue. Can't behave like that. Giants defense, again, okay, but they're up against it. Look, Dak is really good. The Cowboys have endless weapons. So as close as they may have kept that game for an extended period, there was really not much that you could do about it. And one way or another, the Cowboys were eventually going to break through. If anything, it was more surprising that the Giants actually kept it as close as they did for as long as they did. Especially being undermanned going in. So I don't know what to say really, other than just breaking down that game the way that we saw it. And, you know, the Giants season is effectively now over, where we knew it was unlikely anyway that they would beat the Cowboys. But if they did, they would have been back in the conversation. Season back on. They didn't. Nobody really thought, I don't think, that they could have. They were significant underdogs, and forget about even the point spread. They're just, you know, if you, like I said, if you watch Dallas, you know how good Dallas is. Not a knock on the Giants losing to the Cowboys. So really the point is, it's not about this particular loss. Although you saw the distance between the top team in your division and where the Giants are at, it's more about the way that they played the first 3 weeks. They should not have lost to the, you know, had the Giants been playing the way that they played the last couple of weeks, had they played that way against Denver, Washington, Atlanta, we might be singing a different tune. Maybe the Giants won two of those three, or maybe they even won all three of those games, and we'd be looking at a team that was 4-1 instead of 1-4. Or a team at the very least was 3-2, which I think, you know, you could argue should be. Or at the very, very least, 2-3. But now another tough matchup next weekend. I don't really know how to evaluate this team other than what we're seeing here as far as the continued injuries to Barkley, to Daniel Jones. I mean, so what are we supposed to do now? Wait till next year again and say, okay, well, this will be the year now where we evaluate this offense with Barkley and Daniel Jones. Year 4 for Jones, year 3 under Jason Garrett, assuming that Garrett stays, although that's a big assumption at this point. You know, you're 3 under Joe Judge. It would be, I mean, are we going to go through the same thing again next year? And are the Giants going to have Daniel Jones again next year running play, you know, design run plays that are going to put him in harm's way? This is all part of the evaluation. It's all part of the problem. There's no consistency week to week, where the Giants had a chance to build on a tremendous offensive performance a week ago, and now this week, nothing. Again, chalk it up for different reasons. I understand that injury is a major part of it. Injury is the part of it, but that's part of the game. And unfortunately, a consistent part of both Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley's game, where those are the two best players. I mean, you throw in Galladay too. He's always injured. He was always injured before he got here. Don't know how serious or not, but he's always injured. So it's not about, will the Giants be okay against the Rams or the Panthers coming up, or will Barkley be ready for Monday night against the Chiefs, as unlikely as, you know, I think that may be. You're concerned about the health of the players individually, of course. But as far as evaluating this team, it's another season where it's, again, a choppy mess, where they don't have guys fully healthy, and I think that that is part of it. I've been saying it for weeks, if not years, specifically for weeks this year with the Giants. Stop running Daniel Jones. You are going to get him killed. And clearly, Jones has not learned how to protect himself. Cowboys defense fast, physical. They were not letting the Giants get in down there or on the goal line. And, you know, Jones thinking he's going to have a, you know, the Giants calling that play, thinking Jones is going to be free on that side of the defense there. You fake the run one way. You have Jones roll out to the left, the bootleg there to the left, and he gets run down and gets hit hard. And, you know, it's unfortunate because you cannot win in this league with your backup quarterback. I mean, I guess unless your backup quarterback is Tyler Heinicke, but in that point, you know, your starting quarterback is Ryan Fitzpatrick. So most people say, well, you can't win with your starting quarterback if it's Ryan Fitzpatrick. All due respect. But you get the point. You're not going to win many games in this league with your backup quarterback. You saw what happened with Dallas last year, where that was a freak injury, a fluke injury to Dak Prescott, changed the entire season, changed the entire division. And if something were to happen with Dak again, season off for the Cowboys. You can't lose your starting quarterback. And the Giants now, 3 straight years. 3 years, Daniel Jones is their starter. 3 years, Daniel Jones has been injured and missed some games. I'm not saying it's his fault, but they got to do, he's shown he can be injury prone here, but they've got to do a better job protecting him. Eli Manning wasn't running the football ever. Now we know that he, because he couldn't, but there was something to keeping him healthy. Protect him. I don't care who you are. You cannot continue to take vicious hits like that and stay in these games. So without Barkley, without Jones, now what? Are we root for another draft pick again? I mean, is that where we're at again? All right, so who are the Giants going to take this year? I mean, how many first-round picks, how many top-five picks are they going to get here? How many picks does Dave Gettleman need to turn this thing around? And it would be one thing if everywhere else was solid around the quarterback. Okay, let's say injuries happen. It's unfortunate, but it happens, and Jones misses a couple weeks or a week or two. All right, we can live with it because you have a solid backup who could come in, hand the ball off. The ground game is there, consistent run game behind a solid offensive line. They still have some playmakers that if you don't make mistakes and get the ball to them, you know, they still have a solid defense. We're going to get to the quarterback, create turnovers. Well, that's not the case. They don't run the football very well, although I think they even ran it better without Saquon Barkley, honestly. Booker hits the hole a lot harder. Maybe the more physical back. Barkley's great in space, and no one will question his explosiveness, but man, Booker actually hit the hole pretty hard. And we know Kadarius Toney's a stud. The offensive line still has issues, although maybe certain individuals have been playing better. The offensive line still has issues. And who on that defense, you know, is really going to change the game as far as the way they get after the quarterback or the way they create turnovers? They're an okay defense. They need to be better. They were good last year. They're not as good this year. They took a major step backwards. So the point is, without those guys there, what are we looking at with this team? And they weren't very good with those guys. With Jones and Barkley, not very good. Without? Another lost year for the NFL. We tried to stretch it as far as we could in New York with the Giants and the Jets. And unfortunately, that's it. I mean, we're now, this was the, we gave the Giants, at least I did, gave them the benefit of the doubt, figured, all right, you beat a team that nobody thought you would beat a week ago with the Saints. Let's see if you could go compete against Dallas and extend your season. But you knew the reality was they weren't going to. Unfortunately, the way that it just completely caved in on them, that's a bigger issue. We'll get to the Jets on the other side. Another lost day for them. Just when you think maybe the Jets are starting to figure it out and do belong in the NFL, they get knocked down another peg by the Atlanta Falcons, who somehow seem to own New York. I mean, the Falcons, too, New York football, nothing so far. And if it weren't for New York football, Atlanta would have no win. So, I mean, just what an embarrassing performance from the Jets in London against the Falcons to get your morning started on Sunday nice and early. You wake up and watch the game. The Jets don't wake up and perform in the game. 877-337-6666. We'll get to that, plus your calls. Go over Week 5 in the NFL as well. A lot to do on this Monday morning. Sal Acata on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.